Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now at the bottom of Daf Ayin Tet Amud Bet of Masachet Yoma, continuing with our analysis of the Shiurim of eating on Yom Kippur. Tanya Rabbi Omer. Kol Shiurim Kulan Bechazayin. Chutz Mitumat Ochalin, Shana Ketub B'Mashman V'Shinu Chachamim B'Shiuran. He says all Shiurim of food are Kazayit, with one exception, that is, how big must food be to be able to get Tumah, and that is going to be Kibetza, because the Torah used different terminology, and therefore the Chachamim used a different Shiur. For Ayala Davar Yom HaKippurim. And the proof of that is Yom Kippur. Let's see what he means. Mai Shina Ketub B'Mashmao. What does he mean when he says that the Torah used different phrasing, milot te'uneh? Because the Torah, in the context of Yom Kippur, says any person who is lo te'uneh, it doesn't say anybody who eats, but anybody who's not afflicted, mai shinu chacham m'shiurei ha-kakotevet. So in other words, Rebbe says, for all shiurim, it's gazayit, whenever it says achila, and tumat ochlim, because it uses a different word, chacham used a different shiur, and Yom Kippur is another example of that, where the Torah used a different word. So, why is that a proof? In other words, why don't we have the pasuk in Tum'ah be a good enough proof that everything else is a gazayit? Because I might have said that's the normal way of speaking, therefore I needed the special wording in Yom Kippur to tell me the Torah goes out of its way to use different wording when it wants a different shiur than a gazayit. Now, Tumat Ochlin Kibetza Menalan. How do we know that Tumat Ochlin is Kibetza? Where's this different phrasing? Revalam Rabbalazad Amakra Mikol HaOchel Asher Ye Achel. What does that mean? Ochel Haba Machmat Ochel. Food that comes from food. Vezezeb Beitza Tani Golet. An egg from a chicken. Veimagdi. So maybe it's meat from a goat. So Machusa Shchita. The answer is you still need to shecht it. Veima Ben Pkua. Remember Ben Pkua from Chulin. The animal, the one that's born, when you shecht it, you find it inside, it doesn't need shechita. The answer is Ton Kriya, still has to be torn out. Remember, Beitzat Bar Yochani. There's the Beitzah of this particular kind of bird. So Tafasta Ruba Lo Tafasta, that's a much bigger egg. Tafasta Ma Tafasta, we go for the smaller shear. Veima Beata the Tziport, the Zuta Tuva, so the egg of a tiny little bird. Meaning, ochel shata ochel bevat achat, right? That it has to be the kind of food that could be eaten in one shot. Chachamim said that the esophagus, the most that it can hold is a chicken egg. So that's ochel asher yachel. Amar belazar ochel chelev bazman hazet zirich sheyichtov lo shiur. If somebody eats chelev today, there's no korban available, he has to write down the shiur, because maybe another Beit Din will come along and say the shiur is actually bigger than that. Now, when the Beit HaMikdash built, you're not chayav. What does that mean? If you think they're going to say you're chayav for a small kazayit, so maybe the amount you ate will now be chayav. Meaning, meaning, when are you chayav for a korban? This you saw in Kretot, is when somebody were to tell you what you did and you would then say, oops, right, then you bring a korban. But meaning, if somebody told you what you didn't say, what's the big deal? Meaning, well, the amount I ate is less than a kashir, then you're not chayav korban. And if later they change the shiurim, you wouldn't be chayav. Here's the opposite. What if the rabbis make the shiurim bigger? Meaning that you thought you were chayav, and then by the time the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, turns out you weren't chayav. According to our original understanding, that they'd make you chayav on a smaller kazayit. My yarbeh b'shiurin, what does yarbeh mean? Shem yarbeh k'b'korbanot machmat shiurin. Doesn't mean making the shiurim bigger, it means making the amount of korbanot brought greater, because they added to the shiurim. Rabbi Yochanan, shiurin v'onshin alach al Moshe Sinai. Shiurin, we've already seen this, Sugyan and Sukkah and Eruvin, are halacha l'moshvi Sinai, and Onshin also. Onshin, what does that mean? Michtav Tivi, the Torah says, you kill this way, you give makot that way. Hachigamah, Amr v'yochanan, Shiurim, shel Onshin halacha l'moshvi Sinai. The amount given for Onshin, or the height of the Beit HaSkil, etc., halacha l'moshvi Sinai. Tamiyach, Shiurin, shel Onshin halacha l'moshvi Sinai, acherim omrim, Beit Dino, shel Ya'abetz Tiknum. Ya'abetz, famous this is a challenge that we encounter several times in Shas when it seems like an innovation is made after the Torah. And the answer that's always given is Shachakum v'chazur v'yistum. That somewhere after the time of Moshe, these shiurim of punishments, how many makot to give, etc., or how to mishalesh the makot, whatever it might mean, was forgotten, and then Beit Din Shel Ya'abetz came along and reminded or reconstituted the shiurim. According to Rashi, the Ya'abetz is Otniel ben Kenaz, who of course in Masachet Temura was the one who restored 3,000 halachot that were forgotten in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, which fits very well with this piece. Okay, the Mishnah said, Ashotem malo lugmav, if you drink a mouthful. I'm reviewing on our Shmuel. Lo malo lugmav mamash doesn't mean a really mouthful. It means that if you were to put this amount of liquid in your mouth and push it to one cheek, it would look like it was full. Antam malo lugmav, but we said malo lugmav, which is plural. Ema kim lo lugmav. So, not really lo lugmav. Okay. Meitave. Kama ishtave chayav. What's the shiur? Beit shamay omrim rvi'it. Uveit halal omrim malo lugmav. If we don't remember shum rabbeliezer, kim lo lugmav. So you see, malo lugmav is not the same as kim lo lugmav. Remember, teromer, kedeg mia, enough to swallow. Mia dif ma min itin. Wait, why is that any better than our mishnah? No, kim na kedeshi ye ra'eh. So say malo lugmav is kimlo lugmav. But if that's the case, then that means that Rabbi Eliezer is the same as Beit Hillel. And why they disagree? The question is if it's like exactly that size. If that's the case, then this should be listed among that relatively small list of cases where Beit Shammai is Mekil and Beit Hillel or Machmir, because Beit Shammai says Revit and Kimlo Lugmav on one side is less, which means they're Machmir. Amarlei, Ki Itchil Ba'og Melech HaBashan Itchil. The discussion was actually in the context of somebody who's huge, in which case Melo Lugmav really is a Kula because it's much bigger. Now Beit Shammai Lechumra, and so Beit Shammai having a standard Revit are really Lechumra. Okay, Matka Arizera, Maishna Achila D'chol Chad B'cha Kotevet. In other words, why is Achila have a standard objective shiur koktev? When it comes to drinking, it's a subjective shiur of each person's malo lugmav. The answer is, as we said before, the Rabbana knew that a kotevet is enough to kind of settle you down, give you shiva dat. Not less. But shtia is really a subjective issue. How much do you have to drink to kind of settle you down? So therefore, it's the size of your mouth. You think that the huge giant is going to feel settled down by eating a little date? The answer is the Rabbanan had that as a shear. Less than that, it's not. But I'll agree with you that a regular person will be completely settled down or regain his awareness with a kotevet, and well, Hashan will get a little better, but less than that, certainly not. Matkiv l'abizera, basar shamein mecha kotevet, v'luleg fanim mecha kotevet. So now, what about the quality of the food? A fat meat, a kotevet, will make you feel good, but some sticks, some plants, are going to give you that feeling. Kotevet. Abai kimel rabbanon v'hachimet v'date. Abai sticks to his guns. That's the rabbanon's position. That amount makes you feel good. Again, the same answer we gave for the giant, for the ogmalach hamashan. If you eat good food and you eat that amount, so then you're going to feel very settled. If you eat that amount of food of something like some vegetation, so you'll feel a little good. But less than that, certainly not. Remember what our shiurim are. You're only chayav for eating a kazayit of, let's say, nevela, if you eat b'chdei achilat pras, the amount of time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread. And that's true for chiyuvim of matzah and for isurim of chiyuvim of chametz, etc. Does kotevet have the same thing? That's Rabbanan's position was, if you eat a kotevet during that amount of time, then you have yishuv adat. And that's what they knew. So Rava's challenge now is, you're saying that kotevet b'chtei achilat pras is considered shiur achila, but when it comes to eating ochal tamei, you say that you have to eat a half a pras b'chtei achilat pras. So that's the same. Papa Hanachlu Tumat Gviya Lav Doraita Hi. That's as far as being Matame, your body. Tumat Gviya is something that's Durabanan. And therefore, the Rabbanan made that rule that way. The answer is, Midrabbanan Kras Machta Be'alma. That pasuk he was using just as a smachta to support the Gzeirad Rabbanan of Tumat Haguf by eating foods. Tumat Haguf you get by Maga, by Masa, other things, but not by eating Tamei foods. That's the Rabbanan. Okay, the Mishnah said, Kol Ha'ochlin Mitstarfin and Kolamashkim Mitstarfin. Now, Papa, Och Achal Umtsa Umilcha Mitstarif. If you ate some meat and some salt on it, then it's mitzaref. V'afagav delav achila hi kevan da'achli inchi mitzarefin. Even though eating salt is not achila, since that's how you eat it, it's mitzaref. Mershlokis, tzir sha'al gabe yarak mitzaref l'chavotav in Yom Kippurim. If you have some fish juice on top of vegetables, it counts together, even though it's juice. So pshitam adotem mashku. I might have thought it was a liquid. Kamash malan klashoy uchla uchlu. Anything that goes on food, like salad dressing, is considered food. That has implications for shchita and Shabbat also. Mershlaki shauchel achila gasav yom kippurim patur. If you eat a huge meal, pig out on Yom Kippur, you're patur. My tamasher lo teunet k'tiv prat namazik. So somebody who doesn't afflict themselves is chayav, as opposed to somebody who hurts himself. Let's say a czar, forget about Yom Kippur for a minute, a non-Kohen ate truma achila gasa, stuffed his face. He only pays the Karen, not the Chomesh, ki is ki yochal prat namazik. In other words, achila gasa, eating, let's say on a full stomach, is not considered achila, and therefore, you're not chayv Yom Kippur, you're not chayv Chomesh for truma, it's considered mazik, you damage the food, so you do have to pay for the truma, you have to pay the Karen, as if you'd burned it up. Zar she kosei seorim shel truma. If a non-kohen chewed on barley of truma, mishlam takeron shem tachomish. Same thing. Yochal prat lamazik. It's not eating. Rav Sheis v'yam Rabbi Yochanan. Zar she balash zafin shel truma. Somebody who swallowed like prunes of truma. Vekiyam then threw up. V'chalan acheron. Another fellow ate them. Rishon mishlam takeron v'chomish. The first guy pays karen v'chomish. The second guy pays the first guy for like the amount of fuel that it is, because no longer food. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was ha'ocha v'ashoteh in mitzarfin, meaning if you ate some, let's say half a shear, and you drank half a shear, you don't have a shear. Man tanam Rav Chista machloket shnia. Rav Yeshua, he not everybody agrees that none. Kol Rav Yeshua, kol shtum atov shiuro shaveh. Anything where the tum'ah and the shiur of the tum'ah is the same, mitzaref tum'ato v'lo mitzaref. Then the mitzaref. Tum'ato v'lo shiuro, shiuro v'lo tum'ato, the extent or the intensity of the tum'ah, but not the shiur or vice versa. Lo tum'ato v'lo shiuro, if neither are the same, any mitzarefin. Alright, so nachmana, so therefore you see that, that Rabbi Yeshua, is the one who is the author of our Mishnah, because the shiur is not the same, even though the impact is the same. Karet, even Rabbanan disagreed with him. Rabbanan said, a little bit of this and a little bit of that together can create tumah, because tumah is one thing. Here it's a different issue. We're really measuring what it's going to take to give you yeshua dat. Less than a shear of food and less than a shear of drink will not be given yeshua dat. Rishlokas said the same thing as Rav Chista, that it's a machloket, and ours follows Rav Yeshua, non-klam Rav Yeshua, etc. Rav Yochanan disagreed with him, just as Rav Nachman disagreed with Rav Chista in Babel, and he said, here he doesn't have yeshua dat, as long as he's having less than a kashir of food and less than a kashir of drink. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, that'll take us into the issue of Halamechad and how many chiyuvim you have. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.